Hey, what's up, guys? John here. As America prepares to spend almost $200 billion on this overseas fight.
$200 billion, I think that number could move, obviously. We're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done, for what we may have to do in the future.
Jerome Powell is putting more and more and more money into the economy. Oil prices are skyrocketing.
The Iran war has boosted oil and gas prices in recent weeks, raising concerns and betting odds among economists that a recession may be coming if oil costs remain elevated for an extended period.
And so as we're preparing for this inflation wave, we need to be really, really careful on what we're doing and how we're spending money, how we're investing money, and how we're preparing for the future. Because everything that we once knew about America, it's about to change in a radical, radical way. Before, there was this middle class where you could work almost any job and have a house and live a really, really nice life. All that has been taken. Since 2020, the odds of becoming wealthy have greatly diminished. But it's going to continue to scale up the next 5 years, but the odds of growing true wealth can rapidly increase inside of this wealth transfer. There's so much opportunity to make so much money, and we all have to seize it, because if we don't, large corporations, Wall Street, they will, and they're going to use it against everybody. There's so much opportunity out here. Like this house, for example, we picked up for $67,000. It is a beautiful house. I mean, when we initially bought it, it was a disaster, but it's a beautiful house now. This house will rent for about $2,000 a month on Section 8. All in costs about $140,000. We have another house, you know, 5 to 10 doors down. I'll walk you through, I'll show it to you as well. But when you start to see the opportunity here, in not just where I am, but just inside of this generational wealth transfer, you'll see the writing on the wall. Everyone's gonna be talking about fear. Everyone's gonna be talking about how this is the end, this is a big crisis. But not the 1%. The 1% see this as a big buying opportunity. They're going to be buying distressed everything because of so much consumer debt. People are holding on to so much debt. As interest rates continue to go up and the job market continues to suffer, you heard what Jerome Powell said about the labor market, heard what he said about inflation, this is all going to get pushed on to the consumer.
If we have a long period of much higher gas prices, that's going to weigh on consumption, that'll weigh on disposable personal income. Unemployment rate, of course, is little changed since September. You have a very, very low break-even rate, apparently, for new jobs.
Many of these people are going to be forced to sell, but the rich are going to continue to buy and buy and buy. And once they buy it, they're going to lease it back. And I think they're going to be leasing back single-family homes, condos, multifamily properties, retail, you know, you name it. They're going to be buying it and leasing it. Look at this neighborhood here. Look how nice this neighborhood is. To be all in on that house for 130, 140 grand, it's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. Now, we just drove from New York back to Ohio, and we stopped at this restaurant, and my wife picked up a packet of these books, and it compared the cost of living from 1950 to 1960, 1960 to 1970, all the way up to 2000. And as they compare the cost to buy a new home, you start to see how radically inflation started taking off in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I think we're walking into a situation like that, except worse right now. And the difference is with AI and with automation and all this change coming, will large corporations and small businesses, will they write the check for inflation? Will they pay that bill? I don't think they will. I think we're gonna start to see a lot of these smaller companies being sold, closing down. I think we'll see a lot of them laying off employees. I think we'll see corporations looking for ways in which they can automate and reduce expenses.
In the near future, Amazon reportedly estimates automation could help it save more than $12 billion and shave about 30 cents off each item it ships.
Some Wendy's now using AI to take your drive-through orders.
Inside of this shift presents the ultimate roll-up opportunity across all home services industries, across almost all businesses. All industries are going to be going through a really, really intense level of pressure coming the next couple of years. But inside of that window, you know, buy homes, buy rental properties, buy something that's going to produce income. Because having the money sitting, even if you have $100,000, $1 million, $2 million, in 5 years, I can promise you that purchasing power will be greatly reduced. I would be surprised by if it were reduced by anything less than 35 to 40% in the next 5 years. I was having a conversation with Claude, the AI, asking him, what will $5 billion in purchasing power have if you had it today and held it to 2030? They said 3.5 million. 3.5 million, going from 5 million to 3.5 million inside of a 4-year window. And so the only thing that really matters when it comes to investing in inflation is having assets that will produce income that will offset the cost of living. And if you live in any big city, I would say you need 15, 20 grand a month minimum now to live if you have a significant other, maybe more, right? If you have 2 kids, you're gonna need more than that, right? And as that continues to kind of ramp up, if you have 30, 40, 50K a month coming in from your business or from your investments, the opportunity to scale that and grow it even further is going to ramp up, because most people won't have that ability. Most people will be forced to sell. Like, look at this house here. I'll show you the inside of it as well. This property purchased for $85,000. And we have a pending lease on it right now for $2,200 on this house right here. Beautiful, beautiful house. Like, absolutely beautiful. We have another one actually a block up here. We got a bunch in this neighborhood. We really like the neighborhood. We think it shows a lot of promise. It's safe. And when you see the trends that are happening in society, not just inflation, but with retirees. You got tens of millions of retirees that thought they had the money to make it through retirement, sitting on 250, 300 grand, 400 grand, thinking, okay, I'm fine. But what does that look like as healthcare explodes? Home insurance gets more expensive, home utilities, medications, everything gets more expensive. It means they either have to downsize, they have to move in with family, or they have to relocate to a different location. Where else can one buy a home for $150,000, $100,000? Not many places left in America. In 4 or 5 years, it will be nowhere in America. Nowhere. You'll see these large institutions saying, look, where can we invest capital to get a return that's going to meet or exceed inflation? Right? Where are they going to do that? There's not going to be really many places left. And so they're going to be buying single family homes, likely getting fixed rate mortgages, and they're going to be leasing out these properties if they're not all paid in cash. And so as you start to see this massive shift unfolding with oil prices, just realize the oil prices, that's not the big problem. I mean, it's a huge problem, like fertilizer prices, food prices, everything that's going to be impacted by it. But the big, big issue is going to be what this does to inflation, what this does to interest rates, borrowing costs, the labor market. You got half of all U.S. adults working for small businesses. These small businesses are already struggling. What will this mean if inflation goes up 10, 15, 20%? Are the small businesses going to absorb those costs, or are they going to issue layoffs? I'd argue many of them don't have the ability to issue, you know, these increases. We were looking to hire a painter, for example, full time. You can hear someone working on a house a couple blocks over. We're looking to hire a painter full time. We're like, you know, we'll get someone 40 hours a week, and you know, they can get a helper and they can start blowing out these houses because we got a lot of inventory. And the going rate, I asked my current painter, hey, what do you think we can get a good painter for on salary? W-2. He's like, about $80,000 a year. I'm like, $80,000 a year? There is no way, no way we're paying $80,000 a year for a painter. 5, 6 years ago, $80,000 a year was an engineer, right? It's no disrespect to painters, but you have to go through a lot more to become an engineer. You have to take on a lot more student loan debt. You got to go to school 4 years, 8 years. You really have to go through a journey. To be a painter, you know, you can learn how to paint in a couple weeks. It's a completely different skill set, being an engineer versus being a painter. But that's the world we live in now. So, like, when you start to see this cost ballooning, you can just see how the jobs that will be automated or can be automated will be automated. It'll all be on the backs of this oil, this inflationary crisis that we're walking into. I'm going to show you this book that is going to compare the prices so you can just see how fast this is taking off and where I think we're going to land in the next 10, 15 years. 1950, 1960, 1970, 1980, 1990, and 2000. Price for a new home, $8,450 in 1950. Price for a new home, 1960, $12,675. Average price for a new home in 1970, $23,400. 1980, new home, $68,714. 1990, new home, $123,000. 2000, $134,000. And the price of a new home today is nearly $450,000. So you see the trend and where this is likely going to go over the next 5, 10, 15, and 20 years. I don't think you're going to buy a home in most places in America for under $1 million in the next 10 or 15 years. $1 million. I think we're going to just see this roll up of single family homes. It's going to be quite incredible, not in a good way, to witness. MetLife Insurance, CNBC, all these big outlets said by 2030, 40% of all single family homes will be owned by institutions. 40%.
Analysts write that by 2030, institutions may own 7.6 million single family rental homes. That could be more than 40% of the market.
I think we're on track for that. And if that does happen, just imagine what that will mean for rentals. You think institutions are going to keep rents down? Or do you think they're going to push rental prices up? I think they're going to push them up high. I think we're going to start seeing single family homes renting for $2,500 to $3,000 in the affordable sections of America. And I think you're going to start seeing single families and more expensive areas going for $4,000 to $5,000. You're already kind of seeing that now. But roommate sharing, home co-living, all that is going to become much more normalized. Because no one's going to be able to afford, for the most part, to rent a single family home for $5,000 a month and then pay for their health insurance, food costs, car insurance, all the life expenses on top of their student loan debt, credit card debt. It's just not going to happen, right? So what is going to shift societally? Co-living, room share, an affordable migration pattern is what I predict is going to be happening next. This affordability migration pattern, and I talked about this before in the channel, will be like 2020 and 2021, how nearly all people were at least considering to move out of LA, move out of San Fran, move out of New York City, go to Nashville, Austin, and Florida for no income tax, freedom, a more favorable business climate, and to go from a renter to a homeowner. Like, everyone was looking for that opportunity. Hey, I can work remote. I can make $150,000 a year, and I don't have to be in Silicon Valley to do it. And now I can buy a house in Austin for $500,000. This next cycle is going to be this big shift towards affordable living. Everything is going to come down to affordability. Everything. Most of all, housing. And because that's where most people spend a lion's share of their earnings. They spend it 30 to 40% on where they live. So what I think is going to happen is we're going to see more government dependence. We're going to see Section 8 grow in a really, really big way. We are going to start to see people looking to downsize from their current living situation. A lot more people opting in for renting. You're going to see a lot of people looking to tap into their equity in their homes, either by refinancing or selling. I mean, like, look at this one here. I'll show it to you. I got this one for $80,000, $80,000, and we'll rent it for about $2,300. And did a beautiful renovation on this one as well. But look at that. All right, we got signs literally all over. But we're providing a really great service to the people that live here. Like, they live in a brand new home that otherwise they wouldn't be able to live in. And we give them great assistance on any repairs, anything that's needed, offer exceptional property management. And we put them in a really great neighborhood so they can raise their kids in a neighborhood that is safe. So it's a real big win for the tenant. The people that are working on these homes are people that live in the neighborhoods. The people that live in them are generally people that aren't too far from the neighborhood. So it's great for the community. It's great for the investors. It's great for everybody. But this is the shift that I saw coming when I moved here about 14 months ago, was that we were going to see inflation get out of control. I basically went from posting two videos a day to posting one every week and a half, 2 weeks, just focusing on scaling the business. Now we have roughly 100 people on the team. You know, it's gotten to a place to where I didn't think we'd be in 12 months. And I think the next 12 months are going to be even more shocking due to the current events that we're walking into right now that are going to force a lot of motivated sellers to consider a fast sale, all cash, no contingencies. And we're going to start seeing a lot more upward pressure, I believe, on the rental market. What's crazy is a lot of these properties, like 10, 12 months ago, like as we started kind of picking up steam here, I was telling clients, oh yeah, we'll rent it for $1,500, $1,550. A lot of these houses now are $2,000, $2,100, $2,200. It's like, it's unbelievable. Inside of a year. Now, I'm not saying that's going to continue at that same speed, but it just shows, you know, we were ahead of the curve on the timing and didn't fully anticipate the level of demand. I thought the demand was going to be strong, but I didn't think it was going to be that strong. But it'll be interesting to follow the next 2 years, 3 years. I think demand is going to take off even more. And watch, I think these homes will be renting for $2,500, which isn't that far off from where we are now. $2,500, $2,700, maybe even $3,000. Where would you rather live? A house like this, in a nice safe neighborhood, or rent a one bedroom in a city center for $2,500 or $3,000? I'm sure you'd probably opt in for one of these homes. And I think the war is gonna continue to push people into alternatives like this. But I'm curious as to what you think. What do you think the net worth you'll need to have to be financially free 5 years from now, 10 years from now? How much do you think inflation is going to go up? The cost of living, gas prices. They're saying that they think it's going to go to $200 to $250 a barrel of oil. So it's going to go up by 120% from where it is now. If that happens, just imagine what would happen to the labor market. What would happen to the economy? It would present the best buying opportunity that we've ever experienced, that we've ever lived through. Because at the end of the day, you can see it as a big crisis, and then there's nothing that we could do about it, or a big opportunity, and use that as a way to protect and provide for ourselves, our families, and our retirement. Let's have a conversation about this below, and I'll catch you next video.